All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today I'm going to be answering some questions and giving out a list of certain supplements that I take and the ones I recommend if you were forced to get the clot shot so you could keep your goddamn job or whatever reason. And you're worried about the after effects, which you should be. The first wave, well, that was about voting. The second wave, that was about the pill. Double wah. The third wave, it was about securing more rights than men. What does the fourth wave look like? Find out and arm yourself against the war for your soul and this country. You need these books here. Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism, volumes 1 and 2. They're on sale now. Click on the link below in the description, because if you save masculinity, you're gonna wind up saving the world. All right, now, I talked on my show about some supplements that I think you should take if you had to take the clot shot. All right, now, the clot shot, I've read a lot of stats, and roughly every time you go under the needle, it's a 1 in 5,000 chance that you're going to get a bad reaction from the Stunning and Brave authorized poke and smoke. And a lot of these, I mean, you've seen the DOD stats. You know, it attacks the nervous system. It's attacking, it's causing sterility. And it just goes on and on. So there's something that the clot shot is doing, which is interfering with your immune system. Now, I've explained what that is, and basically the clot shot supercharges a few aspects of your immune system, and the remaining portions of the immune system basically wither because the body's saying they're not needed. So that hyperimmune system that you've developed under the clot shot is designed to attack a very specific range of pathogens. So if another pathogen takes up residence in your meat suit, those two parts of your immune system that have been roided out to Captain America levels will be powerless because they're not designed to deal with that pathogen. So therefore, the weakened portions of your immune system have to step up to fight it, to mount an offense. And a lot of times, either it doesn't happen or it happens very slowly, and then it becomes very, very dangerous for the particular individual. Okay, and there's two extracts here that I think, if you can check out the research here. One is the reishi mushrooms. Okay. And these have been proven to help support the immune system. And it helps you with fatigue and is a very powerful antioxidant. And this, if you have some kind of kidney problems, this assists in that because it stops it slows down the degradation of the filters within your kidneys. So that's a bonus as well. And they've been using this for thousands of years, and you roughly have to take north of like 6 grams a day before you start, having any negative effects, which in my opinion, when you go through the list, are relatively mild. Now the next one here is very similar to reishi mushrooms, but it operates under a different mechanism. Okay, this is called astragalus. Okay, this has been used in China and India For 3 to 5,000 years. Again, this one is also proven to assist in the modulation of the immune system. And it is safe for you to take anywhere between 1 and 9 grams a day with no negative side effects. All right, now I would suggest if you're going to take that much, break it up throughout the day and don't take it all at once. All right, because who knows? But yes, this one also has been studied and shows it modulates the immune system as well. Next is melatonin. Now, most people don't know, but melatonin is also a pretty significant antioxidant within the body, and it helps promote sleep. And most of the repairing and the damage control that is done, you know, for you to remain here on this planet is done while you're asleep. So it would behoove you to get 8 hours of sleep every single day. And if you have a hard time doing that, take some melatonin because it'll help you twofold. Now the rest, okay, is this. All right. You will, you know, half an aspirin every 12 hours. All right. Now, one of the big downsides of this clot shot is it's causing clots. All right. And what helps stop clotting from happening within you? Aspirin. I've known a lot of soldiers who've had stents put in their heart, and they were told to take low-dose baby aspirin for a minimum of 1 year, and they would be fine. And guess what? It worked. Probably because they were young, but you know, or not young, on the younger side. But what are you going to do? Next one is 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. That's 500 milligrams every 4 to 6 hours. You want to keep that topped out. All right, your body will only absorb up to 500 milligrams of vitamin C at a time. So you want to keep that vitamin C level in your bloodstream maxed out. All right, that's very helpful. The next one is called Q-Seratin. Roughly 1,000 milligrams a day at a minimum, you know, 500 in the a.m., 500 in the p.m. And that assists your immune system by opening the zinc ionophore channels in the cells within your body to allow zinc, the mineral zinc, to get in there. And what that mineral does is it interferes with viruses reproducing within your cells. Basically throws a huge monkey wrench in the works while that virus is hijacking your cell to make all the components that it will then reassemble to make more viruses to infect yet more cells within your body. Now that zinc stops everything, shuts part of that process down, and then that cell is identified, surrounded, and neutralized, and it's gone. All right, next one is a multivitamin with zinc. All right, now if you're going to take a multivitamin, most people will take it like in the morning. All right, and that is wise, except for, you know, your body might not absorb all that stuff because most of the vitamins in a multivitamin caplet are artificial and they do not absorb as readily as natural sources. So my advice to you is you take the multivitamin, you break it in half, and you take half in the a.m. and half in the p.m. All right, that way you absorb more of it, and it will be a lot better. All right, next one, vitamin D. All right, now, if you're like me, you know, before I started taking vitamin D, I had very low levels, mainly because I don't suntan anymore, and I live in a northern latitude, and when I'm outside in the summer, you know, I'm usually covered up. All right. And that causes your vitamin D to be very, very low. Now, if your body gets used to low vitamin D and you start taking, you know, copious amounts of it, there will be, at a minimum, a short amount of time where you will have too much calcium within your bloodstream. And another mineral that has really fallen short and not really talked about is vitamin K. Now, taking calcium and vitamin K, they both offset each other. The vitamin K assists your body in regulating where that calcium goes. So it doesn't really wind up in your kidneys, your liver, your joints, and so forth. So, I mean, that's relatively important, I guess. All right. And the vitamin K will assist your body in not clotting as readily as it would. And, you know, on a side note, because you're taking the vitamin K and you're taking an aspirin, that if you, you know, watch any wounds or injuries you get, because they might bleed a little more than usual. But if you have a healthy platelet level, you should be fine. I'm still assembling that list. And if you guys have any suggestions, please send them to me at redonkulous12@gmail.com. Well, that's all I have for you today. Take it easy.